He recalled the first time he'd met Darcy. It was right after Denise had died. He and Leo had been working on the memorial together, and they'd needed to go to the funeral home. They'd wanted Yvonne to go with them to help them with the arrangements, but they hadn't wanted to take the boys. Yvonne had shown up with Darcy in tow, introducing her as her baby cousin. A term Ryder had since come to learn the older Collins cousins used for Darcy and Oliver, the youngest two in her large family. Darcy had only been 20, a fresh-faced college junior at a local university. She'd shown up in denim overalls with a hot pink tank top beneath and her hair in long braids on either side of her head. She'd bounced into the house, a bundle of energy armed with a new video game, and for the first time since losing their mother, Vince and Clint had actually smiled. She'd been back to the house countless times since then, and she'd solidified her place in his son's heart. Clint talked about Darcy like she hung the moon. She, and Yvonne, had come into Ryder's life when he was at his lowest point, the world around him so dark, he couldn't see his own hand in front of his face. She'd stepped in time after time to help in the past 4 years, always available, even at short notice. And he didn't question for a second that she loved his sons every bit as much as they loved her. It was one of the reasons he'd gone to bat to help her get a job with the marketing department. He knew she had a can-do attitude and a good work ethic, something she'd proven in her short time working here. Regardless of all that, Ryder wasn't sure he'd ever really noticed, really seen Darcy as anything more than that young, hardworking girl in the overalls who'd become an important person, a much-needed female influence in his son's lives. Before tonight.
What are you still doing here? Darcy looked up from her computer, slightly bleary-eyed. She'd been staring at the screen for way too many hours. She blinked a few times before she was able to clearly see Ryder standing next to her desk. Wow, she must have been in the zone if she hadn't seen him approaching. Typically, her Ryder radar was much stronger, detecting the man from a million paces away. She took a deep breath and reached for what she called her Ryder's hone. Casual, nonchalant, she'd had 3 years to perfect it, so as always, she nailed it. Finishing up a design for Helen. She needs it for Monday's meeting.
Darcy, it's after 9 o'clock. You were here before me this morning. No one expects you to work these long hours.
She grinned, secretly pleased he'd noticed. It meant he'd noticed her. Ryder had a reputation, well-earned, as a workaholic. There were very few days he wasn't the first to arrive and the last to leave the office. Of course, as vice president of stadium operations for the M&T Bank Stadium, Ryder's list of job duties was endless. She'd just recently been hired as a graphic artist in the marketing department, thanks to Ryder putting in a good word for her with the manager. She was grateful to him for going to bat for her and determined to prove she could handle her first real benefits and a 401k job. Especially since it meant she got to work on the same floor of the same building with him every single day, instead of just seeing him on the all too rare occasions lately when she babysat. She had known Ryder Hagen for 3 years, 11 months, and 27 days. And she'd been absolutely obsessed with him for too much of that. Not that the man had a clue about her crush. God, she hated that word.